I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The 1970s oil crisis feels like it's returned to New York and New Jersey, people waiting in mile-long lines for hours for fuel. We heard earlier from Staten Island in New York, now to the Rockaways, a thin peninsula south of the borough of Manhattan. The mayor's office says 13 distribution sites are opening today, two in the Rockaways. Dean Memminger of New York One TV has been there all week. We spoke with him yesterday, and some of you thought that the people he was talking about should have evacuated, but he explained many didn't have the means to do that. So, Dean, what's happening today?
Well, folks, as of late last night, they were getting a little bit of help. The Red Cross did roll in yesterday with some ready-to-eat meals in packets. But what we see, we have local neighbors, meaning from other parts of the city, coming in. Actually, a group from Occupy Wall Street out of Brooklyn came over into the Rockaway Beach neighborhood and gave out some hot food, so the people there were very appreciative of that. Now, we do understand more food will be coming to various neighborhoods throughout the Rockaways and also Staten Island. Those two areas hit very hard.
Right. We are seeing the frustration, and it's just disaster in some of these areas, and we're seeing it in the faces of people who are asking for help. But I'm reading here that disaster relief experts say, first of all, this is completely predictable after a disaster. And Keith Tidball, who's with the Cornell Cooperative Extension Disaster Education Program, he says from his vantage point, local and state officials in New York have actually been quite effective. You know, he said there's been a lot of lessons learned. You also have social media. He said there are places around the world where the relief would have been, the lives lost and the relief would have been far worse. This probably isn't going to assuage any feelings there in Rockaway.
Yeah, I mean, but what you have to understand is that a lot of people are just getting their power back in various parts of the city, and they're seeing this and they're becoming outraged because, once again, this is New York City. We're talking about, you know, the most powerful city in the country, in the world, perhaps. People are concerned, not that the NYPD and the FDNY, they've done great jobs here, but they want those federal agencies in here now. These are devastated areas. They're disaster zones, point blank. And I think behind the scenes, there's probably some wrangling over, well, who should come in? New York City and the New York City administration are not going to allow anybody to come into the city and just, you know, lay down their flag and start helping. The city wants to know who's here, who's helping. So I think you'll see those the food products show up.
Well, and you're saying that it seems as if Red Cross is coming in with some ready-to-eat meals. And we want to note a Red Cross spokeswoman called the borough president in Staten Island to tell him that help was on the way. But, of course, you know, people are
yeah,
anxious.
I mean, we're going into the fourth day because this happened on Monday night. But if a person hasn't eaten in 2 days, I mean, you, everybody listening right now, if you don't eat for 8 to 10 hours, you know, how do you feel? Imagine going on 2 days.
And by the way, Dean, after we spoke to you yesterday, we heard from a listener who is hoping that you can go check on a sister who's in Rockaway Park, elderly, 75 years old, haven't been able to get in touch with her. You're hearing, because you're one of the reporters on the ground that stayed on the ground, you're getting a lot of requests like that.
The news station definitely is what you have. Folks did not evacuate, and yes, they should have evacuated, but it's not just poor people or working class or middle class. You have upper middle class. Folks did not know this was going to happen. The New York City subway was flooded out. Unheard of. So this is just a storm. People didn't realize it would have this sort of impact. Definitely a terrible situation. And the gas situation, we do not have gas in New York City. All of the gas stations have run out of gas. One, some don't have electricity. Two, they had to stop the gas supplies from coming in when the storm was coming. So it's unbelievable that New York City ran out of gas in 2 days.
Well, listen, Dean, thanks for being there. You know, you're only one man, so.
Well, I mean, you know, if you get those requests, I can try. If they're right in the area, I mean, you know, reach out on Twitter or Facebook, because we know social media, that's how a lot of people are reaching out to one another. So hashtag Dean Report on Twitter or Dean Memminger on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll link people up, but we don't want to overburden you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we've already been linking, as we said, listeners to Dean. By the way, if you have questions about Sandy, send them on. We'll try to get answers. Sabine asks, does anyone know how to talk to children about Sandy? We'll see if we can scare that up. Tweet us as she did at Here and Now, at Here and Now Robin. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.